To the man she called Darling Dodi, a million thanks for bringing such joy into this particular chick's life. Intimate letters between Princess Diana and Dodi Al-Fayed have been revealed at the inquest into her death. The correspondence was produced during cross-examination of Diana's close friend Rosa Monckton. Kelly Fisher, a former girlfriend of Dodi, also gave evidence, alleging she'd heard him tell his staff to drive faster. Sue Turton reports.
The key players turning up to the High Court today to hear the highest paid legal brains rake over love missives and cross-examine a jilted lover in the hope of shedding some further light on Princess Diana's death. The court heard Diana express how much she'd enjoyed her holiday on board Dodi Fayed's yacht. Two love letters written in the month of her death were produced. The first began, "Darling Dodi."
This comes with all the love in the world and, as always, a million heartfelt thanks for bringing such joy into this chick's life.
It was signed with two kisses. The second was sent with cufflinks, Diana wrote.
"Darling Dodi, these cufflinks were the very last gift from the man I loved most in the world, my father. They are given to you as I know how much joy it would give him to know they were in such safe and special hands. Fondest love, Diana."
Her close friend, Rosa Monckton, accepted, under cross-examination by Michael Mansfield QC, that the letters demonstrated that their relationship was more than just a fling. But she maintained Diana had still wanted to be with heart surgeon Hasnat Khan, not Dodi, and that Diana had made it clear the ring Dodi gave her was for her right hand, not her left. Dodi's former girlfriend, Kelly Fisher, took centre stage this afternoon.
"No one's daughter deserves to be treated as my daughter was."
She'd caused a stir back in 1997 by producing an engagement ring Dodi had given her and claiming they were due to wed at the beginning of August. Miss Fisher had told the French investigation into the crash that Dodi Fayed treated his staff very badly, and she'd heard him tell his staff to drive faster. Today, Mr. Mansfield put to her,
"Is there a possibility that the feelings of the summer had so welled up inside that in the end you wanted to say that Dodi was in some way responsible for the crash?"
"I did not make him responsible for the crash. I do believe that no one in the car would be driving at a certain speed unless Dodi would say it was okay."
Commenting on an interview she did for the Sun newspaper, Mr. Mansfield put to her,
"You did not waste any time in going public."
"I did a few things because I wanted to know that I was not so pathetic as to sue a man because he did not want to marry me."
A witness statement Miss Fisher had previously made was read in court. In it, she said she had eventually called Dodi's father after his son had ignored her calls, but had been spoken to in the most appalling manner. Mohammed Al-Fayed, she said, had sworn at her and told her never to telephone again. The former model then told the court that she kept a recording of a phone conversation she'd had with Dodi where he talked about Diana. It was in a safety deposit box in the US, but she was willing to provide the tape to the inquest. Just how much this recording could add to this inquiry into the princess's death is not clear.